Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
This is Jessica with Turn the Page Podcast and
Anthony Delco.
Welcome back. So last time we talked about how emo Hamlet was and the death of Nancy Drew and all of the hoopla around that. And your also your other book, The Son of You-Know-Who. Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's talk about Assassin's Creed and the podcast for Assassin's Creed. Tell me about it. How did it come about? What is it exactly? Certainly. We all know what Assassin's Creed is, but maybe some listeners need to know.
Certainly. For those that are not familiar with Assassin's Creed, where have you been for the last 15 years? No, I'm just kidding. No, Assassin's Creed is a very uber successful video game franchise. I think they've had about a dozen titles that have come out in the last 15 years or so, published by Ubisoft. It is, like I said, a video game franchise, but it's historical fiction. So what they do is they set their games in different historical time periods, whether it's Renaissance Italy, French Revolution, American Revolution, Greece, or ancient Greece, ancient Egypt, I mean, all over. So it's my favorite video game franchise, and that was even before I started to work in the world. The title, of course, is Assassin's Creed. They set up this entire lore where there are secret organizations that exist. One of them is called the Assassins, and they are around to protect society against the Templars, and the Templars want to control society. So it's an ongoing thing. It's been very successful. I am the creator and writer of Assassin's Creed Gold, which was released earlier this year. It's the first ever fiction podcast in the Assassin's Creed universe. It's set in 1697 England. Isaac Newton is one of the characters, and it's basically like Sherlock Holmes and Moriarty type story, where it's Isaac Newton is the warden of the Royal Mint. The counterfeiting is rampant all over England, and he has to work with an assistant played by Emmy Award winner Riz Ahmed to stamp out all these counterfeiters, and one in particular, William Chaloner, who's sort of his Moriarty. So there's a modern day story to it as well. It's a lot of fun. It was released on Audible earlier this year. Riz Ahmed is in it. Anthony Head from Buffy the Vampire Slayer plays Isaac Newton, a great cast based out of London. And I'm super excited to talk about it.
First of all, Isaac Newton, Anthony Stewart Head is just this winning combination. Isaac Newton's a really interesting figure, historical figure. There's so much about him. I mean, the one thing everybody says, what is it about Isaac Newton is?
The apple yes. Falling out of the tree.
Yes. And then people are like, oh, Isaac Newton invented gravity. And I'm like, he didn't invent gravity. and I know that that's not what they mean when they say it, but if he invented gravity, there would be a problem for a while. But yes, that story, whether or not it's apocryphal, that Isaac Newton saw the apple fall out of the tree and started thinking about gravity, that's usually what people think about him. But then the more I learned about Isaac Newton, like, he was interesting. He was in alchemy. He and you were talking, I think, in the last podcast about his work in counterfeiting. I mean, I didn't find out about his work in alchemy until, of all things, I watched an anime called Escaflowne, and he was actually a villain in that.
What?
Yeah.
How dare they?
Well, I mean, he was pretty bad in that one, but he doesn't have to, he doesn't have to be a villain in everything, they could have gone the other way, but they decided to make him a villain. But I love that his character is coming into all of these storylines, they're bringing him, because he really was almost like a mythical character made real.
Yeah, I mean, Isaac Newton, I think, I mean, one could argue that Isaac Newton is one of the top five most fascinating humans that's ever existed. And that was even before I started to do the research into counterfeiting. I mean, here's a man who, in his era, I mean, you know, we talked about gravity. He was a scientist. He was a philosopher. He was a thinker. Like, he recorded everything. And then there, you know, and this is what we focus on in the podcast. There's this small 3-year time period where he became like a badass Dirty Harry, where, you know, he was broke. You know, he was working out of Cambridge, but he had no money. He needed some dough. And then his friends basically said, well, we can help you out. You know, do you want to take on this position? They knew that he had the intelligence and the wits and the wherewithal. And not only was he a Sherlock, where he was very great at deduction and doing investigative work, but he wasn't afraid to kind of toe the line or even cross the line every now and then to get what he wanted. So, I mean, he'd pay people off, he'd threaten people, he'd pay people to torture other people to get information. So it's just this really fascinating period. And then, of course, you add the sexuality aspect to it, which we touch on in the podcast. And then, yeah, his obsession with alchemy. And so again, that's something we really play into as well in the story. But yeah, he's just a really, really, you know, and he's the kind of person where, yeah, you could portray him as a villain, you could portray him as a hero. And this one here, he's not quite the hero. I mean, he's not the main character. The main character is the blind assassin, Omar Khaled, played by Riz Ahmed. But I mean, he's right there beside him. And so, like I said, Assassin's Creed has this universe where you have the good guys and the bad guys. And when I first broached the topic of working on this with them and with this particular story, they had already ascertained or determined that Isaac Newton in their world was neutral. He wasn't part of the good guys. He wasn't part of the bad guys. So I was like, okay, that'd be exactly. Yeah. So that'd be interesting. Kind of play with him where he's kind of, he understands, he knows what's going on. He just chooses to remain on the sidelines because he's busy and more interested in other things.
I like it. And how did the cast come together? Are there other members of the cast that you play with? And also, I mean, just the whole concept of podcasts, serial podcasts becoming a thing. You know, I didn't find out about them until Welcome to Night Vale, which I think just sort of busted the door open for these serial podcasts, which, you know, I mean, decades ago, radio serials were huge, and it's like now this huge resurgence.
Yeah, I mean, touching on that first, I grew up in Northern Canada in a small, like, remote town. If you're in Toronto, drive straight north for 10 hours, and that's where you find Porcupine, Ontario, Canada. And my local radio station, 750 CKGB AM, on Sunday mornings when I was a kid, they used to play the old classic radio shows, you know, like War of the Worlds, Orson Welles in the Shadow, the Third Man, you know, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, all these classics. And I loved him. I woke up early. My parents thought I was crazy. Like, what are you doing? And I just loved sitting down, listening to them, and then imagining what these people look like, what the characters look like, or what the settings were, that sort of thing. And here we are many years later, and fiction podcasts are becoming a huge thing. I mean, as you know, and hell, we're on a podcast right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, podcasts are huge. Fiction podcasts, a lot of people, and I was reading something about this morning about iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, and I think their head of content is predicting that fiction podcasts are the next big genre. You know, true crime has been big for a while, and talk, you know, like talk podcasts and that sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, I'm part of the WGA, the Writers Guild of America Audio Alliance, and we're working to make sure that fiction podcast creators are compensated fairly and get the proper credit that they deserve and that sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, you've had Welcome to Night Vale, I think has been probably the most successful one. I mean, you had Homecoming, of course, produced by Gimlet, which was turned into the television series with Julia Roberts. You had Limetown. You have Life After by Mac Rogers. I mean, it's great. I love it. I've now written three in the genre. And the next, you know, really, I've been, as you know, from what we talked about last time, I've been writing comics quite a bit, but fiction podcasts are really where I'm sort of focusing these days. I have a couple new projects on the go that I can't really talk about yet. And then in terms of Assassin's Creed Gold, I mean, it came out because I've been working with Audible UK, on another project that that became something called Unheard, the story of Anna Winslow. It was a it was released back in 2018, I believe, and hit number one on Audible. It was a found footage thriller set in Northern England about an American student studying overseas for her graduate program and doing a podcast, like a investigative podcast about the disappearance of one of her fellow students. And it turns out that she might be deeper involved than she thought she was. So I, you know, they were really happy with what I'd been doing at that point. They knew what I had already done, the Assassin's Creed comic books with Titan Comics. And so I was having a conversation with Rebecca Fenton, who was the executive at the time. And she said, well, do you think that would make a good podcast or a good audio drama? I'm like, yes, I can't believe I hadn't already thought about that. And so I put Audible together with Ubisoft. And then as these things happen, they take forever. You know, I mean, there's contracts and negotiations and discussions and that sort of thing. While we were waiting, Audible commissioned me to write the pilot and the Bible. So come up with a story. I had already pitched them the concept of doing this Isaac Newton story because I'd never seen it told before and I wanted to bring it to life. We got the green light and then I started plugging away. I actually gave up some of my pat leave back last year in 2019 to work on it. So we get into production and then, went to production last summer. In terms of the cast, you had asked about that. Phenomenal cast. One of the cool things about British talent, as opposed to, say, American talent, is they're used to doing everything. They have experience on theater. They have experience on television and film, on doing radio dramas. I mean, the BBC has a huge history for 60, 70, 80 years of doing audio dramas.
Yeah.
And so someone like Benedict Cumberbatch or Anthony Head or Riz Ahmed, they do this stuff all the time. Like it's not like, oh, they're not above doing radio dramas because they see it as a great, you know, a great way of telling a good story without, to be honest, without doing much preparatory work. Like they'll read the script a couple times, but they don't need to have it memorized. They can just, you know, they don't need to dress up or do makeup. They can go into the recording studio, or these days because of the pandemic, they can just record it from home.
So, convenient.
It's very convenient. I know. My latest one is going to be coming out next month, actually. And so we've just secured the actors. And yet everyone's just recording from their apartments or their homes. So it's going to be really interesting. But yeah, so it's a great cast. And I'm really happy to that Audible did such a great job casting it. I wish I had been in the studio at that time. But like I said, I was on pat leave. I couldn't make it out to London for the recording. But I'm so happy with how it turned out.
I'm curious. So how often do episodes release?
Audible has the Netflix model where they just put everything out at once.
Okay.
Because Audible for the longest time, as you know, or as you know, as some of your listeners may not know, Audible is known for audiobooks.
Yes.
I mean, that's where they got their start and that's still their bread and butter. It's only in the last 5 to 10 years that they've been commissioning original audio dramas in terms of multicast. So, I mean, traditionally when people are listening to something through Audible, it's a one single narrator. I pronounce it narrator, I don't know why, but one single person that reads out the book and that's it. But this is a multicast. So you have a cast of three, cast of 13, cast of 25, you know, depending on how big a project it is. So Audible just releases it all. So, I mean, in some territories, Assassin's Creed Gold was released as one entity. So I think it was 3 hours and 45 minutes. So just one, the equivalent of an audiobook. In other places, it's episode by episode. They release it all in one fell swoop. And so, and the reaction, I think it's the number one top ranked audio series for Audible this year. I think something like that.
I saw that stat somewhere.
So I'm very excited about that. Yeah.
That is very exciting. So as far as editing goes, is there a team behind it? How long is the turnaround usually?
It varies from project to project. This one, I know that Audible wanted to, they were really excited. As soon as they got Riz Ahmed involved, they wanted to work around his schedule, I believe. So as I said, I'd already pitched them the project. They'd already given the green light. I traveled to Montreal to meet with Ubisoft back in December of 2018. Myself and Rebecca Fenton, the exec. So we sat down for 48 hours with the team at Ubisoft. They already knew what the story was, but I've done this for the comics too. Like they want to sit down with you for 2 days and kind of like, let's map this out. Let's make sure everything is consistent with the continuity for Assassin's Creed in terms of the games, in terms of the books, in terms of everything else they put out. Because trust me, there are Assassin's Creed fans who have dissect every single word. They have the huge wiki pages. They have the huge analyses of everything that you do. So they want to make sure that everything is in line. And also they're great storytellers. I mean, that was Anouk Bachmann and Susie Patrick at that point. And they were just phenomenal. Like, they helped me out with the story, helped me out with, you know, some of the characters. So we basically sat down in front of a huge board, like in conference room for 2 days, and here you put everything up on the board. Here's the characters. Here are the 8 episodes. Here's what happens in each one. Let's break it down even further. And so we did that in December of 2018. I wrote it from January through to June of 2019. They recorded in July, and then the editing Audible did everything themselves. It was everything was in-house. They recorded at their studios in London. They have the editors. It was directed by Garrick. Oh my God, why am I blinking on his last name? He actually played Biggs in Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, who is famous because in the original cut, he was Luke's best friend from Tatooine.
Yes.
And his scenes at the beginning were actually cut. So he shows up at the very end at the base. And he's like, Biggs, you know, like they celebrate.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
So he's
done a lot of stuff with Audible in the UK. So he oversaw the direction of it. They had the editors there. So I think it was done. It only took a couple months. I mean, if they recorded in July, I think it was ready for August or September. But they needed to add music. Ubisoft was great in terms of adding special effects, giving them the complete library of the official Assassin's Creed sound effects. So the Animus, which is the transporting machine that takes someone from the modern day and access the memories of their ancestor. You know, like I think they put some original music cues. It only took a couple months, but I mean, that's because, you know, they're multitasking, they're working on a number of things at the same time, but also Assassin's Creed is a big thing, you know, like Ubisoft had to sign off and I had to sign off on everything. Traditionally you could record something, and have it ready in a week or two, depending on how long it is and how many actors are involved and music and that sort of thing.
That's incredible. So do you have is it over, or is there going to be more? Do you have seasons in mind?
I do have seasons in mind. Definitely. I would love to continue on the story of Isaac Newton and Omar Khaled, as well as the modern day character, because the concept of Assassin's Creed, like I said, historical fiction, you get to play in certain time periods. But what it is it's sort of like The Matrix. For those that aren't familiar with the game, it's sort of like The Matrix, where you take someone from the modern day, and you have the ability to access the memories of your ancestors. And so you could access the memories of your ancestors from 50 years ago, from 100 years ago, from 500 years ago. And so we have our main character. And I think she's a really fascinating character, and one that I'd love to be able to play with again. So, I mean, I have some ideas in terms of what we can do with her ancestor, whether it's Isaac Newton and Omar Khaled or someone else, or if we continue on with the Isaac Newton storyline, because there's some really cool stuff that can be done there. So to answer your question, there's been talk of a season 2. Audible and Ubisoft want to wait because Ubisoft's main focus is on their new game, Valhalla, which takes place during the Viking era. That comes out, I think, this month?
I think so.
Yeah. They're focused quite a bit on that. And once that's done, then they're going to kind of roll up their sleeves and look at what else needs to get done. And a second season. The reviews, like I said, the reviews are phenomenal. The downloads are also really good in terms of numbers. And knock on wood, it would be great to do a season 2.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here and chatting with us. You know, you're welcome back at any time. When you're ready to announce your next project, we're here.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to. That would be great. I mean, I do have one coming out next month. That's just a one-off, one episode with something called It's called The Truth podcast. It's a fiction anthology series, comes out every couple of weeks. Jonathan Mitchell here in New York is the director and producer of it. So I have a Christmas heist story.
Ooh, cool.
That will come out in early December, tentatively titled Crypto Queens. So that's something for audiences to listen to. But yeah, it's a pleasure to be on here. I really enjoyed our conversation earlier this year, and it's great to hop on and talk a bit about Assassin's Creed and fiction podcasts.
Wonderful. So once again, this was Jessica, and my guest was
Anthony Delcal.
it's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.